So the parasha begins, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Kanaan. Yaakov settled in the land where his fathers, his forefathers, resided in the land of Canaan. Eilat told us Yaakov, these are the offsprings, the generations of Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvas Rishana, Yosef was 17 years old. So many questions on the opening words. Why is it telling us Yaakov was Be'eretz Megurei Aviv? Why is that significant to us? We all know where Avraham and Yitzchak lived, that they lived in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Canaan. And when then Eilat tells Yaakov Yosef, as if the only offspring, the only child of Yaakov was Yosef, yet Shiftekah. What do you mean Eilat tells Yaakov Yosef, just Yosef? So I saw from the Ben Parat Yosef, incredible Torah. Because we also have to understand, if this Shabbos Kodesh Parshat Vayeshev is the Shabbos prior to Chanukah, there's no question that in the parasha is the Hakdama and the Hachana for the Hilgiyat of Chanukah. We always say here that all the Kedusha and all the Bracha of the week comes from Shabbos. So all the Kedusha and Bracha of what? Chanukah comes from this Shabbos. So you have to see Chanukah throughout our parasha. So we all know the famous Machlik is Beisham v'Hillel, how we're supposed to be lighting Neiros Chanukah. Are we supposed to be as we do, as according to Beis Hillel, Moisif v'Hoylich, add on another one every single night, one, then two, then three, and that's how we paskin. Or are we supposed to be Poiches v'Hoylich, like Beis Shammai? Are we supposed to do diminishing every night? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the Gemara goes through different reasonings for each opinion. It's a very interesting Gemara, a lot to be darshaned in it. But it's even though we only paskin, like Beis Hillel, that we add on Moisif v'Hoylich, we know, it's famous that we know Bizman Mashiach, we're going to pass like Beis Shammai, I'm going to hold Poiches V'Hoylich. But also, if there's an opinion like that Poiches V'Hoylich is Eilu V'Eilu different from Chaim, that there has to be, at least even if not in practice, there has to be Derech Avoida in our understanding of the Yont of something significant from this idea. So Ben Parah Yosef explains that every one of us, every member of Klal Yisrael, has to constantly be moisif, has to constantly be growing and adding to themselves. That's our avoida. Our avoida is to always be growing, always be working on ourselves. But who's one that's going to be always working on themselves? Only one that looks into their life and into the way that they're acting and into the avoida and realize, poiches v'oilach, that I'm less. That I'm not who I should be. That I have so much more I could be. In other words, what? Eilu ve'eilu, divim v'chayim, have to go together. In order to be moisif, I first have to be poiches. In order to grow, I first have to realize. And again, not in a sad, depressing way, but in an honest way. Recognizing I could be so much more. I need to work on myself. I'm first poiches, and then I'm moisif. Then I'm going to grow. And the Ben Parah Yosef says, that's how the Avos were. There are many, many chazals and many ideas we find that the Avos said, maybe I sinned and maybe I did wrong and maybe, and I need to do more. That's how Avram was, that's how Yitzchak was. So comes along our parasha and says, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. The Yaakov as well, he dwelled in that land of his fathers. He followed in their footsteps to understand what it is to be poiches in order to be moisif. And where do we see, therefore, Eila told Yaakov, what's the ultimate offspring of Yaakov? What's then going to come from Yaakovinu? Yosef. What's Yosef? Milashan Asaf, Mosef. He's going to add, he's going to grow. That Yaakov was an individual growing. Yaakov himself was Poiches. You see in his name, he's Milashan Ekev, the heel. He looked at himself as, I'm only a heel, I'm only Poiches. So what comes out of him, what's the offspring? Yosef, to always be growing, to always be adding. That's Yosef HaTzadik, who was the koyach against Esav. That's Yosef HaTzadik that was able to be in a Mitzrayim, in the Tumah Mitzrayim, in the immorality Mitzrayim, and be successful. How? Because he was always being Moisef. Because he looked at himself as poiches. When you're always growing, you have no time or no room to fall. It's when you try to stay satiated and even that you're going to fall. We have to always be working on ourselves and always growing. And so we paskin practically, I'm being Moisef HaHoylech. But how do I get there? I have to be poiches. I have to recognize how much more I need to work on, how much more I need to grow. Mirz Hashem, each and every one of us should be Zoyche. As we enter into the Heilige Yontav, to be a Yid like both, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as one. To be poiches in our lives in order to be Moisef, in order to grow, in order to work on ourselves, in order to become greater Yidin. And if each and every one of us is growing, so the presence of the Shekhinah will also be growing in the world.